physical purpose.
Monday, I grew up Monday night, Dafyomi. I grew up in a shul where, like, after Shacharis, that was what you did. Like, you didn't start the day without egg kichel and a shat. Monday night to Dafyomi. Today's daf is Daf Kuf Samach Dalid. We'll start from the last line and a half, actually, of Kuf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Gufam Arav. Shtar Habohu Ve'edev Al Amachak Kosher. So we had that he holds his, no problem. So now we're going to look for problems and we're going to try to solve them. V'yim Tomar Mochek V'chozer U'mochek. So wait a second. If you can have it on the Machak, so the guy will do what he wants. And you have Edom there, very beautiful. And you can write what he wants, and you have Edom there. So the Gemara answers, Ein Adomen Nimchak Pa'amachas, the Nimchak Shtei Pa'am. We don't know from these things, because we have computers. And we can be Messiah things very beautifully on a computer. You can mamish make up a document. But if you know, they used to play around with Xerox machines, you know, with Xerox. So you see if something Xerox wants, if it's a Xerox of a Xerox, you can take a see. So the Gemara, they were bekiyim, they parchment and ink, and they could tell, they knew. So ain't a diamond nimchak pamach as a nimchak shtei pamach. So you know. So the ziyuf is nikar. If you try to pull such stick, v'leichush do moshadi diusa amokamei demeikara. Oh, I have a very good idea. I'll spill ink by the chasimus, where the chasimus go, umochiklei, and then I'll erase it. So now, right, and now I'll erase it. And then I'll write what I want on the cloth, and I'll erase the whole thing. So now the shtar will be on a machak that was erased once. The edim will be on a machak that was erased twice. Right, and now the chihad mochek lelahai, when he now erases the top. I mean, I don't know what people think of these things, but I guess you know you have very clever people. The Gemara says, I think it was in Bava Basra earlier, when the Gemara was talking in an earlier parak about different tricks people do to fool people, and then chachamim oyliyim oymar oyliyim loy oymar. You know, on one hand, we're teaching people very good tricks. How to be Messiah of Shtoris. Like you have a problem once, twice, you know, I have a good idea. Spill ink, erase it. Now you'll have a very nice star and it'll all be equal. So the Gemara says, that's what it says. Ki yisham da sadikim yelchubam uposhim yikoshlubam. That you're allowed to teach these things. And the poshim yikoshlubam, if they learn from it, so they'll get their punishment and they'll get, you know, they don't have to worry. You're allowed to teach it just to show them that you know it, and if they learn from it, so then they're just digging their own graves. Anyway, Malaychus the Mushadi Diyuta who'll spill ink, Amoka made the Meikara, Umochiklay, and then he'll erase it, and then he'll write on the cloth, and he'll erase the whole thing, and then he'll write the Shtar al Amachak, which was erased once, and the Edom will be on Amachak that was erased twice. And then he'll erase the top, the chihad mochek leilahai, and he writes what he wants. In other words, the true star will be, the ksav will be on a nimchak once, the edim will be on a nimchak twice, and then when he writes in what he wants, he'll end up with both of them nimchak twice, so they'll be the same. The ziyuf won't be nikar. Amar Abayik, sover Rav, ein edim chesma la machak. I mean, someone has to have the presence of mind to remember this din. Like, because you're saying it's kosher if it's ala machak. So they have to remember, oh, but wait a second, we won't sign ala machak unless it was nimchak b'fanenu. Because there's some, to me it's like a pella, there's some scenario that the guy could make shtick and it wouldn't, yeah, so we have a whole rule that they can't sign on the machak unless it's nimchak b'fneihem, to avoid this shtick from happening. I'm saying you say it's kosher if they sign on a machak. So then, like, okay, but they have to see it being nimchak. Meisvei. Yeah. Meisvei.
They know it wasn't erased twice. They know it was only
see it.
Well, right. In other words, they see that it's straightforward. That it's only one mechak. That it's not creating a two mechak situation. Basically, who on the yar? The din is if the shtar itself is written on the yar, the eid of al mechak. So that's kosher. It's kosher meaning yeah. You be mekayim the shtar like every shtar. The neger is doing memochikley, so maybe he'll erase the ksav, okay? The kosav my deboi, and then he'll write whatever he wants. V'hoder v'avalei hu v'edav ala machak. Very simple. If hu v'edav, how can you say hu v'edav ala machak is kosher, and hu ala ksav v'edav ala machak is kosher? L'chora, then you're asking for trouble. Because all he has to do is erase it and write in whatever he wants, and then you'll have huveid of alamachak. Like what? Right? So the Gemara answers again, you're saying eid of alamachak is kosher, but there's a proviso. The kasvi ochi, whenever eidim sign on a machak, they have to say, in such a situation where they write, anach nasadi chasana al machka, on the machak, ishtara kasadam na yara. So they write it. So now they're safe. They wrote it out. They spoke it out. So now, so that's what we have to see. The ksava on the yar and the chasiv seidim on the machak. And if we see something different, we are alerted to shtick. The Gemara is, where do they write it? The kasvi hecha. Wait a second. Where are they going to write this? It's a very nice thing to say, but you have to have a place for them to write it. If they write it on the bottom, meet the tachas gaius lay. No problem. If they got the old razor blade, cut it off. Eloi, and if they write it on top of the chasimus, some machikle he'll erase that too. If not, so more answers the kasi being sada l'sada. They'll write between the chasimus. So then he, you know, you're not going to erase it, and. Ihochi Mosefa, who are the machak?